I don't know. Plus, she may have another date by the time I figure out what I want.
What do you mean? With that same guy?
I don't know about that, but she has this whole blind date thing going on with her friends. I explained the pact that Hazel made, feeling kind of bad that I was telling the story, but it was Arden. She wouldn't tell a soul. Plus, I needed to talk this out. I really didn't have anyone else to do that with. I could talk with Pryor or Macon or Nate, but they had their own issues. Arden was the only one of us who was truly settled. She was our touchstone. She'd always been that, even when her life had been chaotic.
That's genius. I kind of envy that she has those kinds of friends.
I reached out and tucked her hair behind her ear. You always have us, and you have a set of girlfriends now. Arden had lost some of her friends over time because of her disease. People who couldn't understand that sometimes she simply couldn't leave the house. That, at times, her illness was the number one priority in her life, even if she didn't want it to be. She had a new group of friends, though, thanks to her husband, and that was a good thing for her, and for me. I didn't like my sister feeling alone. However, it just made me think that I really only had my brothers, and now Liam and his family. Chris had been my only real friend outside of the family. I hadn't needed much else before. Now it seemed as if I was going to lose him, too.
Anyway, you know she has three friends, and you have three brothers. We could make it work.
She clapped her hands, and I held up mine. No, not even a little. We're not hooking up our brothers with those women.
Do you even know them?
No, and neither do you. Let's not tempt fate and make anything more complicated than it already is.
Because you want to call and see her again, and having your brothers date those women would make things a little awkward?
You sure do like to reach, don't you? I asked, laughing.
It's what I do. And really? You're smiling when you talk about her. You don't smile much these days. I think you should call her.
I frowned. I don't know. I don't want to complicate her life.
A relationship is all about working through complications, about finding layers. And even though I'm your sister, and this is gross, it doesn't have to be serious. You could use a little companionship.
I winced. Let's not talk about that.
What? You're a nice, healthy male. You're getting up there in age. Maybe it's time for you to find someone.
Don't call me old. You may be my little sister, but I can still beat you.
You could try, but I'm pretty sure the Montgomerys could take you.
You're using your husband's family as a shield.
I couldn't afford to be late today. I had promised that I would be there on time because everybody else had meetings and other appointments after our coffee break, and I couldn't be the one to hold them back. It didn't help that I had hit every single red light on the way here, and a student had come in to ask a question just as I was about to head to my car. I'd stayed later than I wanted to, mostly because I would never leave a student hanging. He'd had legit questions, and even though my office hours had run an extra 30 minutes past my scheduled time, I felt like I had helped him solve a few problems so he could work on the rest on his own. Thankfully, that student was also one who asked pointed questions, which got him thinking. That didn't always happen with some of my students at UB. Even though I truly loved them and was glad to help, doing so meant I was now running late. I hated being late. I crossed the street, moving away from the public parking lot, annoyed that I hadn't been able to find a spot in front of Dakota's cafe, the Boulder Bean. I loved living in Boulder. The college town feel, with the Central University taking up most of downtown and my smaller university residing in a little corner. Boulder was weird, at least that's what everybody said. I kind of agreed. But after trying to find a place that called to me, I had needed weird. Needed a little bit of home. I didn't have any family left. Didn't have a place to call home outside of this. Boulder was it. I loved my new city, though it wasn't entirely new anymore, seeing as I'd been here for long enough. I'd made friends, ones that I truly liked. An inner circle that was waiting for me because I couldn't find a freaking place to park. Parking was nearly always a nightmare. Boulder had boomed over time, and it was getting a little ridiculous now. I found it harder to find my little piece of privacy and peace.